saw the news yesterday that Trae Young is expected to be back practicing with the team this week. First off, probably goes without saying, but what does that bring to this team to get him back?
Yeah, I think I've been consistent to, you know, since we lost him, and Trae's a big part of what we do, and obviously having him return to play, I know he's excited, and his teammates and everybody are looking forward to having him back.
And then Jalen Johnson, 3 consecutive triple doubles. I know you've been asked about his play a lot as well, but if you could pinpoint 1 or 2 things that you think Jalen has done in the last month or so that has really elevated his game on the court, what would those things be?
Yeah, I think, you know, being ready to take his catch and shoot 3. Oh, it's been really important. It just sets up, you know, all the other parts of his game. And then, you know, when he, whether it's in transition or in the half court, when he makes quick decisions and he can get into the paint, you know, he's been able to not just score when he's deep in the paint, but also to find teammates and, you know, create offense for others too.
Coach, just talk about what's going to take tonight defensively with a team like Philadelphia, who's so quick and also physical as well.
Yeah, I think you hit it. We've got a lot of guys that are capable of driving the ball and getting in the paint. And they do that, you know, a number of ways, whether it's in transition or just, you know, attacking you off the dribble in closeouts, pick and roll, dribble handoffs, you know, so we have to be really not just disciplined on the ball, but have to be shifted and ready to help and shrink the floor to make it harder for them to do that.
Hey, Coach, the Hawks right now are 3rd in central possession of the ball outside of the floor. That's a slight deviation from what your typical philosophy has been, whether it's a Utah or previous season coach with the Hawks. And so I'm curious, is that something that you feel like you're emphasizing differently this year, or is that
I'm confused. So we're 3rd in
percentage of possessions with all 5 starters on the field.
So who are all 5 starters?
Well, so it's talking about the game starters, not the overall starters.
Okay. Right? Well, that's really hard to go ahead and finish the question. I'll see if I can answer that.
Thank you for asking. But yeah, I'm curious, because it doesn't seem like that's been something you've consistently done throughout your coaching career. You typically are facing a matching lineup. It's not always having the majority of the starters on the floor at the same time. So I'm curious, for this particular season, do you sort of attribute that more so to the line of attrition? Or is it more of a shift in your philosophy?
It has nothing to do with anything other than trying to find the best combinations game to game to, you know, win games. Because we've had injuries and certain guys that are starters in and out of the game, you know, our starting lineups varied some, but more importantly than that, I think, you know, that creates changes in your rotation. So I'd have to look at it is to answer your question, but I think we go into every game, you know, with kind of an expected rotation, and really all that is just having a plan that you usually diverge from, but you got to start somewhere. And I think it's probably a credit as much as anything to a player like Dyson and their impact on the game, but with Trae out, Dyson moving to the point guard, a lot of those things kind of come into play, depending on, you know, regardless of who's starting on a given game. Usually you try to, starting sometimes involves matchups too. So a lot of variables going on there.
Quick one to ask you about Nikhil. Good news that he's back tonight. You have a unique perspective on watching this young man's growth and maturity in the NBA. He's having an unbelievable season at both ends of the floor. Just what you've seen and what he contributes on and off the court.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Bob, with it. He's having an unbelievable season on both ends of the floor. And, you know, to the extent that we can kind of measure a player's impact by statistics offensively, it's harder to capture that defensively. But he's so consistent on that end of the floor with his discipline and his effort. And I think he's become even more consistent on the offensive end, really with that same mindset that, when he's open, he's taking his catch and shoot 3. You know, I think at the beginning of the year, you know, a lot of times he found himself deep in the paint and was taking some contested shots. I think we've seen his growth in that regard as well, being more in control and being able to still finish, but also, as we say, having his eyes out and finding other people. So, you know, the things that we've asked Nikhil to do are a little more, maybe, or a little different than he has in the past few years. I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, he identified, you know, this team and this place is a good match for him. And you've seen him get better at those things. So I won't say it's surprising, but that growth is happening quickly.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Before the start of the season, at this current point right now, are the Hawks playing at a level that you would have anticipated or that you would like to have to be playing at?
I guess that gets to expectations. You know, I think some of the things that happened in the offseason for us were fairly well publicized. And as a result, I think a lot of those prognostications, like, were probably a little bit bold in my mind. Having said that, there are some other teams in the East that got better. And I think, you know, where you are on that continuum, you know, is really irrelevant. It's where you are at the end. I look back on, you know, our first game. I thought we were stuck, you know, back in the summer, as opposed to the reality of the grind of the regular season. And I think we've done a good job of embracing that and continuing to grind and get better. It's hard for me to measure that, you know, because we have had some key guys out. So as far as this group and what they're doing, I'm really, you know, I'm proud of how we've competed and shared the ball and really give an effort on the defensive end. And I think we have gotten better, and hopefully we'll continue to do that. So where that lines up is always tough with schedule and what's going on with other teams and, you know, if they're at full strength. And so it's hard to predict right now. But just speaking of our guys, I haven't wanted to put a ceiling on them, but I do think we've gotten better since the start of the year. Where that takes us, I don't know yet.
Hey, Coach, over here. Right here. News just a little bit ago that Porzingis will miss the next 2 weeks with an illness. It said that he'll undergo further evaluations. Can you shed any details on that?
No, you know, I know you guys respect this and all those types of issues and comments and observations. I just defer to our health performance staff. Okay.
Coach.